Division of Water Resources, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Over 30 years on the job, Randy Sutton, retired Metro Police Lieutenant, joining us. I just want to kind of nail down on this Biden crime wave thing. Has it hit Vegas yet?
Yeah, well, there is definitely quite a bit of violent crime that is facing that's occurring here in Vegas. I mean, we're seeing crime on the Strip that I don't think we've seen to this degree. I mean, I think the other day I saw a pretty incredible video of the opening of Resort World, and it had a huge assault taking place right in the hotel. You know, the lack of accountability and consequences is national now. And what that does is that creates a burden for law enforcement in a sense, because people are becoming empowered and emboldened to commit crimes and to assault the police. The number of cops being shot quite literally, Kevin, almost every day we're seeing a police officer shot in our nation, sometimes two or three a day. The death toll this year is climbing. What's happening is frightening, because people are willing to attack law enforcement in ways that I've never seen before.
Wow. Wow. More with Randy Sutton, the founder of the Wounded Blue. We'll talk about the Wounded Blue, what it's designed to do. Also, Joe Lombardo has jumped into the gubernatorial race. What does that mean? Would it be nice to have somebody that's worn the uniform in the governor's mansion? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Randy Sutton alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, looks like you're looking at some slow flows as you enter into the Spaghetti Bowl area on the downtown freeways, US 95 eastbound at the 15 interchange, also 515 westbound at Pecos, as you work your way up through that direction. Lane restrictions, that's causing congestion on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at St. Rose, 215 eastbound at Eastern Sluggish through both of those areas. Look out for a crash. It's eastbound Russell Road at the 95 interchange. And do expect some heavy volumes on the 15. Northbound at Sahara, and Interstate 15 southbound at Symphony.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Playoff action continuing in the NBA and the NHL. Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA yesterday. The Milwaukee Bucks defeat the Atlanta Hawks 113-102. Chris Middleton leads the way with 38 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo adds 33 for the Hawks. Trae Young had 35 but gets banged up late, suffering an ankle injury. Bucks lead the series at 2-1. Game 4 tomorrow night in Atlanta. Tonight, the Western Conference Finals continuing. We might get our first participant in the NBA Finals as the Clippers and Suns will play in Phoenix. Phoenix currently leads the series 3-1. And the Stanley Cup Final, it gets underway tonight in Tampa, where the Lightning will play host to the Canadiens. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from our parts professionals, and our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about our free loaner tool program, or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly. Staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts and responds to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $8.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Stephan. When you have a dispute with government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Stephan, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Joining us, Randy Sutton, a good friend and a guy that's just coming off of open heart surgery. He is feeling much better. We're so happy about that. He has retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, over 30 years on the job. And Randy, tell me a little bit more about the Wounded Blue and how you went to creating this amazing organization.
Well, Kevin, you know, I spent 34 years as a cop, and when I retired because of my visibility in the law enforcement community as a trainer and as a speaker, I started receiving messages from cops from around the country, heartbreaking messages, telling me these terrible tales about being injured in the line of duty and then being thrown away by their departments. And then unfortunately, I had a sample of it, because what ended my career, Kevin, was I had a stroke in my police car. Mm. And it ended my career, and then my own department turned its back on me, refused to pay my medical bills, and forced me to go to court to make them pay what they were legally obligated to pay. And it was a heartbreaking experience for me, because I never expected to be treated like that. And I came to find out that nationally this is taking place. And of course, I could retire because I had enough years on the job while I fought them. Many of the officers now, if you have 2 or 3 years on the job, You don't get a pension, even if you're injured. So fighting for their rights and fighting for them became my passion. And the Wounded Blue is a 501c3, the National Assistance and Support Organization for Injured and Disabled Law Enforcement Officers. And we really need the help of people who support law enforcement. So anyone who is interested in knowing more, please go to thewoundedblue.org, see what we're about, and contact me.
I've got to ask you, because one of your own is in the race for governor, wants to replace Steve Sisolak. He is Joe Lombardo, the sheriff for Metro. How much do you know about Joe Lombardo? And more importantly, is he conservative? We know he's a Republican, but beyond that, I don't know that much about him, what he believes.
Well, you know what? I'm actually going to bow out of this question, because I don't want to get involved in politics. You know, one of the things that I do as the host of Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement, as an advocate for law enforcement and running a nationwide charity, my stuff is apolitical. I don't care if there's a D or an R behind your name. It all depends on your actions. And so, you know, as far as Joe is concerned, I mean, he's spent a lot of time as a police officer and a lot of time as a sheriff, so it'll be interesting to see what happens politically with this.
Did you work under him at all?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm just glad you're healthy and you're on the road to recovery, Randy. It's so good to know that you're doing well. We will talk again soon, I promise, and can't wait to have you in studio.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
There you have it, Randy Sutton, retired Metro Police Lieutenant, 34 years on the job, both in Vegas and in New Jersey. Believe it or not. I think it was Princeton, New Jersey, as I recall. Anyway, stick around. Man, we got a lot of ground to cover today. Keith Skipper will join us. He is the Regional Communication Director for the Republican National Committee. Also, Tommy White, Business Manager, Labor's Union Local 872, will join us. And Jared Fisher, he rode through 17 counties on his campaign for governor a while back. And we'll talk about tourism across the state of Nevada. Is that going to be the barometer that tells us if we're all the way back? We'll do that and more coming up a little bit later on in the program. I'm Kevin Walls. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Sue and her wife Helen meet their son every Saturday for lunch. One week, they were late because Helen didn't realize it was Saturday. At the restaurant, they enjoyed their usual favorites and caught up. But after the meal, Helen got upset because she needed help calculating the tip. Sue missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of confusion with time or place, challenges with problem solving, and changes in mood or behavior. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Know the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of these signs? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The tragic condo collapse now has claimed more lives. 11 known dead. That number will probably be much higher. I promised I'd let you hear from Cedric Richmond. He is a Biden senior advisor and was on with Chris Wallace yesterday trying to defend the Biden crime policy, which is non-existent and has led to the Biden crime wave. This is cut number five, by the way. And I want you to hear Cedric Richmond try and pin defunding the police on Republicans. How you want to talk about nonsense? Listen to this.
Why does President Biden think the number of homicides and shootings is up so dramatically in the last 18 months?
Well, part of it is the plethora of guns that are flooding the streets of this country, and that's something that the president wants to deal with. He knows the he knows the toll that violence takes on families, and especially gun violence, and what it's doing over the last 18 months in this country.
But let's discuss some of the factors that President Biden didn't mention in his speech this week. Take a look at Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Here he is.
The Biden five-point plan will not address the rise in murder and vicious assaults in this country. We have a lack of prosecution, and we've declared war on the police, and that is backfiring on those who have done it.
Does Senator Graham have a point there?
Absolutely not. In fact, Senator Graham doesn't have a clue. And let's talk about who defunded the police. When we were in Congress last year trying to pass a rescue plan, but an emergency relief plan for cities that were cash-strapped and laying off police and firefighters, it was the Republicans who objected to it. And in fact, they didn't get funding until the American Rescue Plan, which our plan allowed state and local governments to replenish their police departments and do the other things that are needed. So look, Republicans are very good at staying on talking points of who says defund the police, but the truth is they defunded the police. We funded crime intervention and a whole bunch of other things. So I think that this is a very smart, comprehensive approach to dealing with violence in our communities.
To try and pin this on the Republicans is absolutely bizarre. I mean, it's stupid. That's what it is. It is stupid. By the way, did you see over the weekend, Wellington, Ohio? I don't know where Wellington, Ohio is. I could not point to it on a map. It's obviously suburban something. But this is, in fact, gentleman Jim Dallas might know, because he's an Ohio sort of guy. Where is Wellington?
Well, you know, whatever I see, I grew up in southern Ohio in the Dayton, Cincinnati area. So whenever there's a community where I'm not familiar with, I'm going to go with my gut and say it's up north in the Cleveland area.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, tell you what, the assignment for the day is find out where Wellington is.
Wellington,
because
yes.
I have not the foggiest idea. But I want to go to cut one real quick. This was the former president. And kicking off what he called the first rally of the 2022 midterm elections. This is cut number one in Wellington, Ohio, on Saturday night. Here it is.
Well, I want to thank Ohio for the incredible turnout. There's thousands of people trying to get in. And all of the unbelievable, hardworking patriots who are here tonight at the very first rally of the 2022 election. We're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. With your help, we are going to defeat the radical Democrats. And we have no choice. You know that, right? We have no choice. And we're going to elect an amazing slate of proud American First Republicans next year. America first. You never used to hear that expression, did you? You hear it plenty now. After just 5 months, the Biden administration is already a complete and total catastrophe. I told you, crime is surging, murders are soaring, police departments are being gutted, illegal aliens are overrunning their borders. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Drug cartels and human traffickers are back in business like they've never been before. They're doing numbers that they've never even thought possible. And just a few short months ago, drugs were way down. Human trafficking was way down. It was all way down. It was all they had to do is go away for a little while. It was beautiful. But the schools, when you take a look at schools and you look at all of the things that happened, left-wing indoctrination camps, critical race theory is being forced on our military. Gas prices are spiking, inflation is skyrocketing, and China, Russia, and Iran are humiliating our country. Joe Biden is destroying our nation right before our very own eyes. The number one priority for everyone who wants to save America is to pour every single ounce of energy you have into winning a gigantic victory in the midterms and in 2024.
Yeah. That sounded like candidate Donald J. Trump. And the speech was a good one. Was it his best? No. By the way, Wellington is 42 miles southwest of Cleveland. So a lot of folks, I'm sure, from Cleveland there. It was good to see the president out on the stump doing what he does best, and that's communicating with the public. I'll let you hear more from the president coming up in just a couple minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086, or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, Wellington, Ohio is 42 miles southwest of Cleveland. It's where the president, the former president, Donald J. Trump, spoke on Saturday night. And it was a good speech. Was it his best? No. But it was fun, and it was vintage. Donald J. Trump. One of the things that I think is interesting is listening not to the style that the former president brings, but the substance. And one of the things I think we found that one of the early issues in this campaign for the 2024 presidential nomination and the general election is going to end up being, and this is cut three, by the way, this is the former president. Law and order is going to be on the ballot in 2022. The former president didn't say so, but it sounds an awful lot like law and order will be on the ballot in 2022 and in 2024. Listen to this.
If you care about the security of your family, if you care about the safety of your community, if you care about law and order, look, law and order in the great state of Ohio. Now, you do. I met a lot of your law enforcement people outside. They're like incredible people. They're patriots. They're patriots. One of them came out, and I shouldn't say this, but, you know, look, I met so many. But one of them came out, there's tears in his eyes. This guy hasn't cried in a very long time. But just in meeting, because I represent what they want. They want law and they want order. And that's what you want. That's what this country wants. So you have to deliver massive majorities for Republicans in Congress next year. Have to do it.
That's obvious that it might be number one by then. Again, in 2022, I think law and order will be on the ballot. I think the border crisis, the Biden border crisis, will certainly be on the ballot. And I don't know how this president, Joe Biden, defends it, or how the Democrat Party defends its performance on law and order. You just can't do it. I'm sorry. You just don't do it. Border crisis? Obviously, the president heading to the border, the former president, a week after Kamala Harris spends 5 hours at what amounts to an airport photo op. And then that was about all. There wasn't much more to that appearance by Kamala Harris, the vice president, than a stupid photo op. That's all it was. Did she learn any more about the problems of the border? Probably not. But I'm going to tell you this. If you listen to former President Trump, the one thing you will find out